Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tesla. Whew, falling apart. Mm-hmm. Tesla's falling apart.
It's had a terrible first quarter, down nearly 30% in the first quarter.
Yep. Okay, so this has been very bad. Elon Musk is admitting that he's on drugs and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Cybertruck drop.
Yeah, it did.
It's hard. It was fire.
It's hard on the streets.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we expect from the situation going forward?
I expect, and Ian and I were talking about it, there's going to be more of a downturn in a short period of time. And The reason is, obviously, the first quarter has not gone as planned. But also, they're going to report their numbers for the first quarter on deliveries. And we know how much Tesla is relying on the amount of cars that they're delivering, and that number from all estimates is going to be far short than the 400,000 they did year to date last year. So I see a little bit more dip in the company. Now, there was one positive, the China sales, which is a market that they're trying to, you know, make sure that they can be relevant in. I know BYD, we talked about them.
They're
right there on them, but the sales in China were up 41% year to date, which is good. I just don't know if it's going to offset the U.S. numbers. And so there might be more of a downturn, but this is an opportune time. If you were not in Tesla and if you're a firm believer of Tesla, to make sure that you pick your target price for where you want to enter this, because this will not be a long-term thing in my prediction. This is not long-term. This is the time where it's, all right, let me start figuring out where my price points are. And if you're already in the positions, all right, well, maybe I re-enter at another position. Rather, you know, I average down on it. So I'm still long-term on Tesla. I still believe in the company. But short-term, there's a little bit more pain to come.
Yeah, I like it. If it gets down to 137.57, or 155.65, those are two price points I would definitely buy. If they have another down quarter, I'm going to go on a full campaign for Elon to step down. Boy, got to get off the dust. It's what it like. We got to call a spade a spade. Like
that dust juice.
And for those unit comments, whether it's the clip or show now, yes, Elon's richer than me, better entrepreneur, yada yada. My analysis isn't wrong though. Like, it's hard to run a multi-billion dollar company when you have Bobby Brown jaw. So either things get better. And once again, he needs a hedge fund to then support it publicly, like Kathy did, in order for it to raise back up. BYD is a formidable component, especially in China. They're going to buy from their own, as they should. I'm still long the stock long term. But we need different leadership right now, for sure.
The price cuts, you would think that would add to the amount of sales on the car. It hasn't quite worked out just yet.
It was a luxury company, and people are like, no, it's not. Any car above 60 is a luxury car. You can't then sell the work for 40,000, or if I bought it at 65 and now it's worth 32. if this happened in homes, we would have a housing crisis. Like, the value of the cars from 2 years ago are down 55%. You think people are going to recommend that to their friends and family? No. No. So, but if it gets to those two levels, I'm definitely a buyer. But I think if we have another quarter like this, need another CEO to take over. I'm not sure who will be in that succession planning, but they definitely need to make some changes. I think he is overworked, overstressed. And going back to the numbers, profit margin 15%, which is great there. Operating margin is 9%. Not the best. Percentage of float is only 3%. But the insider ownership is only 16.43%, which is telling. So,
yeah.
I said believe in the long term, yes. Short term pain, yes. But I think he needs to be a better CEO or find someone who can lead that company.
It's been since 2021 when it peaked. Obviously, it split twice. And that was even in a short period of time, like within 18 months, it has split twice. Since 2021, man, if you look at the 5-year chart, not the best looking chart.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bad quarters.
I was going to say, how many negative quarters in a row?
Come on. Delivered the Cybertruck too. Think it's fire. Delivered it too late. It was like the Chronic for Dr. Dre. Glad it came out, but you didn't put it out when it could have been on fire. So I'm hoping to see them rebound, but they have to fix this pricing issue.
Wait, which Chronic are you speaking of?
Not Chronic. What was the one that took 52 years to come out?
Oh, the journal.
Detox. My bad. Detox.
You know, yeah. They ain't really hit like
time. And truth be told, that Tesla isn't as sexy with him having some of those issues. Going back to the integrity, like, people love to buy from people they know, like, trust and respect. Even though I agree, Don Lemon was a little bit flippant. But the racism hopped out a little bit too much on Don, too. Given you and your father's past. I understand it. Why he fired Don. Because I don't think that's the right way to approach an interview. I think he should have softball questions first, then went in for the harder questions. But, you know, some of the racism in him popped out as well. I hope he rebounds. Tesla's one of my favorite companies, but leadership has not been great.
You know, another thing. My last thing as far as business lesson, how to keep your name relevant forever. Put your name on things that are public facing. That's another thing. Donald Trump's actually an intelligent person. And he putting his name on all of these buildings and attaching Trump to everything, it kept his name relevant for years, even though a lot of these buildings are taking the name off. But that kept his name in public eye. And this is something that I learned, you know, when you look at donors, right, to colleges, and they donate like $100 million, $50 million.
Yeah,
there's usually one thing that's attached to that.
Name, I know it.
Yep.
Yeah, name a wing after me.
So it'd be like the Carnegie Wing of NYU, or all of these museums named after people. All of these, like, you go to the business school of Langone or whatever. Like, these are people's names. This is done intentionally. If they didn't want recognition, they wouldn't have put the name on it, right?
Yep.
This is part of a marketing strategy. Like, they could have just gave the $50 million and just called it a day. But you see all of these names, even with presidents, all of these high schools, Kennedy, we talk about Kennedy, Roosevelt, yep. You know, all of these different things. Not even got Barack Obama school, but that's a way for your name to stay relevant and to live for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Put your name on a school. Put your name on a library. Put your name on a building.
Name a street after you.
Name a street after yourself. Do something where the public has no choice but to see your name over and over again. Like I said, this is how America was actually built. Everything is named after somebody. And that's not done by accident. That is done intentionally.
Yeah,
and that's probably one of the first branding plays ever in American history, is to name everything after
somebody. Lincoln after Tunnel, somebody. George Washington Bridge.
I mean, they did it with slaves. That's the biggest branding.
That's the origin of it.
Yeah. They literally named.
Take your name.
They gave their names to every slave that was on their plantation. So now Williams, Harris, whatever the slave's master name was, your mm-hmm. whole generation is that. So now my name is going to live forever because now I only have two children, but I got 300 slaves. So every one of these slaves carries a name that is very unique. And obviously that's not their native name, especially back then. That wasn't a native black person's yeah. name to have a name like, you know, Stoudemire. But now every time you hear Stoudemire, that is a name of somebody that actually branded that on an actual human being.
Yeah. Williamson, like Williamson.
Yeah.
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 No disrespect to anybody with that last name.
But yes, of course. And we are not endorsing the slavery brand tonight.
No, just so
but, I mean it's part of America was built on business fundamentals, and the slaves were actually the commodity. So yeah. it's like they used that as far as stock market, exchange, trading, shipping, absolutely. insurance. Yep. All of these things, these are all business principles that we have built the country on, that we use that to this day, right? And that was something that was built. So it's like when studying that, it's all intertwined. History, business, marketing, yeah. branding, it's all intertwined. And if you study that enough, then you'll know, okay, now I get it now. I know why this is done. I know why they put their name on everything. Like, this is why mm-hmm. it's done for a reason.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.